from Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 103 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Non-stop hits. All day, every day.
Crying in the bed. No energy, crying on my tears. I'm on a bed.
After here.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 103 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Feel the power.
Power. In your face.
In your face.
91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24-7. 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A consortium of CSOs questions ACZ's capability to conduct a credible 2026 general election amid its lack of transparency concerns. Fire swept through Chamboli Market in Kitwe, leaving a trail of destruction. In international news, hundreds subject to torture and sexual violence following RSF takeover of Al Fashar. And in sports news, Polo Polo faced perennial regional rivals South Africa at the Nelson Mandela Stadium in Gqeberha on a FIFA.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. A consortium of civil society elections integrity forum Zambia. Zambia ECZ to conduct free and fair credible general elections. The consortium is concerned that the ECZ chairperson and the commission appear inadequately prepared to hold the 2026 general election, hence underscoring the urgent for the commission to demonstrate readiness, efficiency and openness in its operations. Consortium chairperson Solomon Ngoma stated that transparency in an electoral process must not be treated as an option but as a fundamental obligation to the people of Zambia, adding that elections are cornerstone of democracy and any perception of disorganization or lack of transparency undermines public confidence in the process. While the consortium acknowledges the extension of the voter registration exercise by an additional 15 days, Mr. Ngoma said that the extension is not sufficient to guarantee that all eligible citizens will be captured in the voter roll. The consortium is therefore calling on the ECZ to engage civil society organizations, CSOs, political parties, and other stakeholders in a meaningful and consent manner.
The civil society elections integrity forum Zambia acknowledges the recent announcement by the Electoral Commission of Zambia to extend the voter registration exercise by additional 15 days. While this extension is a step in the right direction, although we believe it is not sufficient enough to guarantee that all eligible citizens will be captured in the voter roll, and many Zambians, particularly those in rural areas and marginalized communities, continue to face challenges in accessing registration centers due to distance, limited resources, and logistic constraints. We are also concerned that the ECZ chairperson and the commission appear unprepared to conduct a free and credible general elections. Elections are the cornerstone of our democracy. Any perception of disorganization or lack of transparency undermines public confidence in the process. It is therefore imperative that the ECZ demonstrates readiness, efficiency and openness in its operations. Transparency must be treated as an option, but as a fundamental obligation to the people of Zambia.
In another special development, government expert Wesley Mianda has welcomed President Emmerson Mnangagwa's decision to invite President Hakainde Hichilema to the Zimbabwe-Zambia Bi-National Commission (PNC) meeting in Harare. Speaking in a phone interview, Mr. Mianda says the BNC is an important platform for Zimbabwe and Zambia to discuss key issues affecting their social, political and economic relations. He said that even though there have been some recent tensions between the two countries, continued talks at presidential level show maturity and a commitment to stability in the region. Mr. Mianda added that Zambia cannot afford to stand alone diplomatically, saying cooperation with neighboring countries is vital for trade, security and cultural ties. He explained that constant engagement helps both governments handle any misunderstandings through diplomacy rather than public confrontations. Mr. Mianda also praised the interaction between the two presidents, noting that the two nations share strong historical bonds going back to the liberation struggle. He further suggested that Zambia and Zimbabwe consider easing cross-border movement by slowing removing passport requirements for citizens. Mr. Mianda proposed allowing citizens to use national registration cards when traveling between the two countries, and who he believes will promote tourism and trade. A devastating fire struck through Chamboli Market in Kitwe this morning, during a tour of destruction, according to Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakoti. Two shops and over 25 makeshift stalls were gutted in the blaze. Ms. Nakoti says the fire was brought under control by the Kitwe City Council and Mopani Mine Fire Brigade, who used two water deliveries to extinguish the flames. The fire is believed to have started in a shop selling electronics and spread to a nearby groundnut grinding shop and then to makeshift stores outside the market. The cause of the fire is thought to be an electrical short circuit. Items lost in the fire include electronics, a groundnut grinding machine, bags of groundnut and various goods from the makeshift shop. Police were on the scene to maintain order and support investigations. In another special development, a 68-year-old American tourist has died after drowning during a rafting expedition on the Zambezi River near Victoria Falls. Police in Livingstone have confirmed. According to Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, the incident happened on November 13th at Rabbit No. 7. The victim, identified as Mr. Fireman Patrick Lawrence, was leading a team of 10 paddlers when their raft hit a strong wave and slipped. Police say Mr. Lawrence failed to regain control in the turbulent waters and drowned, while the rest of the group managed to reach calmer waters safely. He was later retrieved and taken to the shore, where CPR was performed before he was airlifted to Mkuni Medical Hospital. He was pronounced dead upon arrival. The matter was reported by Mr. Obe Hamutemba, 47-year-old director at Nyami Rafting Company. Police have since opened an inquiry file to establish further details of the incident. In international news, International NGO Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, says hundreds of people have been victims of torture and sexual violence since the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces seized the city of Al-Fashar in Sudan's northern